This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here to answer all your gardening questions and try to help you out with your garden and improve outside, even indoors on some of the houseplants as well. So you can call us here, and we'll be here for 4 hours to help you out with everything. And I know we already have somebody on the line, so we're going to go right into the line. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Sandy's in Mass.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have two questions, and they might be related.
Okay.
I called you before because I had some kind of a fungus on my tomatoes, something that looks like the Septoria, from what I see online. The leaves got yellow, and they got spots on them.
Okay.
And you told me to spray the soil with Agrifos before I planted, and you told me to do one other thing, and I can't remember what it is.
So during the season, after you've planted them, so Agrifos is the one that's a soil drench. When you during the season while the plant's growing, you're going to want to do a couple things actually. Make sure the airflow can go through easily.
Okay.
And what you would do by doing that is as the tomatoes grow, some of the lower leaves, the ones that are crossing on the inside, you know how sometimes the plants, when they have those branching that comes out low, some of it will cross in between in the center and kind of like make the center just a bunch of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
You want to thin out a little bit of that to allow the airflow to go through.
Okay.
The other thing with something like this where you've had some sort of issues in the past, water, instead of using a sprinkler, water each individual plant if you can.
Okay.
And then also during the season, using a product to help to stop any of the fungus that could be there from coming, using a copper fungicide. To spray the plants, that copper fungicide is a organic fungicide that you can use every 14 days, usually about the time that this would show. And this would usually show when we have, you know, a lot of rain outside and a lot of like overhead like downpour or the overhead watering.
Okay.
So you would use the copper fungicide as a preventative to help, make sure it doesn't really start to form. And if you do start, if it does start to form, that's when you would want to maybe use like a heavier fungicide especially in the early stages when there's no fruit, take a look at something along, I'm trying to think, there's, you could use Infuse, but I think that might be a little bit too heavy. I mean, there are a couple other fungicides. I have to think about it right now, which one would be the best for that.
Okay.
But the Agrifos, putting that down first would be the, you know, step one, and then going from there is making sure it's a, like preventative maintenance, if you will, you know, cleaning up the plants as they go so that there's airflow through it, watering from underneath instead of up above, and copper fungicide once you start to see, you know, that time of year when you would know that it happened prior, you can kind of get ahead of it by using that.
Okay. So I haven't started my garden yet, so there's all those little weeds coming up.
Yep.
So do I hoe them? Or turn the soil. I know your dad had said, you know, we don't need to turn the soil because of all the microbes that are in there now.
Yep.
But I need to get those weeds out of there. So do I get those out first and then spray the soil with the Agrifos?
I would. There might be... I would definitely try to clean up that area, then spray the Agrifos. What I'd also think about doing for this year, do you have a big enough garden where you could take the tomatoes from where they were and put them in another spot in the garden this year?
Yes, I do try to rotate.
Yeah, rotate. So definitely try to rotate them this year and put them in a different spot than where they were.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta double check the Agrifos on the how many days before use. I'd have to look into it a little bit more, but I think you're gonna be all right, especially at the beginning when you're putting it before anything's in there.
Are you
want to use
about
it
before I plant? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you want to use it before you plant, because it's easier because it's a soil drench, so it's going over everything. That way it's not, you know, it's more of the soil drench instead of a foliage-like type spray. So
Okay. You
want to make sure it's just the soil and you spray that, so that it will get down and clean the areas.
So were you trying to, what you were trying to think of just now, were you trying to think of how many days before I plant the tomatoes?
Yeah, and what I'd have to do is I have to go to the website from Monterey.
Okay.
So it might take me a little bit. I'll try to, at the break here, I got a couple minutes before the break, but at the break I'll go to their website and look at the bottle.
Okay.
Now, it's a product that you don't use all the time, so I don't remember the actual, you know, all the dates and everything on that.
Right. Now, the other question that I think might, I'm not sure if it's related, but on my irises, I'm already getting these brown spots on my iris leaves. Is that a fungus or is that something that's normal?
It could be a fungus, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's like a... spots from all the rain we've had prior, and if any watering on it has caused like a sunburn type.
Because I've gotten it over the last several years.
Okay, well then maybe you do have some sort of fungus with the iris. With that, I would spray it with the copper fungicide.
Okay.
To try and help it out. Where is it starting at, like the tips of the leaves, or is it, you know,
in the middle?
In the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would look at, you know, using a copper fungicide, or on those since they're not edible, maybe using Infuse from Bonide, which is a stronger fungicide where it has more residual to it,
Okay. Where
it's gonna. You know, it's going to last a little bit longer. It's going to hit a little bit quicker. Whereas, you know, copper fungicide is something more, you know, if you're using for edibles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, if you were worried about that. So Infuse is a little bit, is more powerful than the copper fungicide that
Okay.
you could use on there. So that might be your best bet.
Okay. All right.
All right. And like I said, during the break, I will... I will look at the Monterey website to see if I can look at the label of Agrifos and get a little bit more info.
Okay.
So that way I can give you more of like an re-entry level type thing. I just want to make sure I get it right.
Okay. I can always call them, too, if the label doesn't indicate.
Yeah, so we can see what we can do.
Okay.
But on the, I got a minute here before the break. But on the other side of that break, I'll come out with some answers for you.
Thank you so much, Patrick. I appreciate it.
All right, Sandy. Good luck.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll try to help you out. There's a lot of information out there, the different products that we use, and I can't remember them all. I wish I could. And this one's bugging me a little bit because I used to know some of that information on the Agrifos. So during the break, I'll take a look, and I'll come back and pass it along to everybody who's out there who, you might want to use the Agrifos, especially if you've had some issues in the past, if you haven't started the garden. I know this past week was that time that we started the garden. Get out there. It's been a beautiful week. A little bit of rain here and there, but nothing like we've had in the past month or two. So, good day to get out there, start in the garden. And we'll wake up here and answer some of your questions. So we're going to go to a break. But when we get back, more information for you guys. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Sandy about the Agrifos and when to use it. And everything I'm seeing on the label is stating you can plant pretty much right after that. I'd probably wait a day or two before spraying it. There are parts of the label that will actually say, for something like this, you can reapply during the season. So that, to me, would say that it is safe to use at the beginning. It's specifically where it's labeled for tomatoes on here. So I think you're going to be all right with starting it. But definitely take a look at the label anytime you're going to do anything for anything out there. The other thing that I was just thinking about with having that disease is the Septoria. A lot of people will actually mulch some of their tomatoes to keep the moisture down below, to keep it so you don't have to water as much from the overhead water, etc. So just one other thing to add to that. But we do have a caller, so Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Massachusetts.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have three questions.
Sure.
One about, I have this weed off through my yard. It's a little shamrock type of thing with little small purple flowers that crawls all over the place.
Yep.
What can I use to get rid of it without hurting my flowers?
You said it's in the
it's in the lawn. It's going into my little perennial garden.
Okay.
It's not like a shamrock. It just has little leaves with.
Yep.
I think you know what it. Maybe Creeping Charlie.
There's a Creeping Charlie out there. If it's a deep purple, there's a henbit that comes out at this time that really goes crazy. There's also like an ajuga. There's like a wild ajuga that does the same thing. There's products you can use. You can use the clover oxalis killer from Bonide. That's a good one to use. That that can be sprayed over the lawn, and it won't kill like the lawn itself. It'll kill those unwanted weeds. You could also use, right now you could use Weed Beater Plus in the lawn. That's one that won't kill the lawn. It'll kill the weeds. That Weed Beater Plus has a 200 plus weeds that it'll take care of. But those are the two that you could be using for that one.
Okay. Who makes Weed Beater Plus?
Bonide does.
Okay. And then these last two questions are kind of related. Fertilizer. What kind of fertilizer can I use on my hydrangea to make them bigger? I have 10-10-10 or superphosphate or both.
So I would go with the 10-10-10 on a regular basis every 4 to 6 weeks on the hydrangea, maybe a little bit longer than that. The back of the bag should actually tell you how often for the hydrangeas. The superphosphate would be one you could use early in the spring. You could use it now. What it is it's more of like a bloom booster. It'll help the root system and push growth. So the more you help the root system, the more the shoots, you know, the plant, the leaves, etc., will grow for you. So that's when you would use that just once in the spring. So you could do that now, and then maybe wait about 6 weeks before you start like a 10-10-10 interval, and do that a few times during the season to help boost some of the bloom, help get bigger, etc. The other thing that you could do, depending upon the style of hydrangea, once it starts to get a little bit bigger in the season after it blooms, maybe cut it back a little bit, cut the blooms back and cut it back just by a little bit, not a lot, maybe, you know, the max you would want to do is about a third, but by cutting that back is going to help try to regrow it and get bigger that way for the season, and maybe some of that branching will help later on in the future as well.
How about fertilizer for Rose of Sharon?
So the Rose of Sharon, you could use like a plant tone or one of those. You could also use the 10-10-10, but not as often. Maybe a little bit longer in between. Really up to you on which one you'd want to use.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a great rest of your day.
You too, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll go to a break. We'll be right back. Answer more of your questions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
President Trump has signed legislation that permanently reauthorizes a program that helps buy bulletproof vests for police officers. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy came up with the program after 4 officers were killed in 1997. President Trump is mulling pardons. He's saying that he's going to hold off on making decisions about pardons for American troops that were accused by the military of war crimes.
It's a little bit controversial. It's very possible that I'll let the trials go on and I'll make my decision after the trial.
The most prominent of those, Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher. He's set to stand trial for shooting unarmed civilians and killing an enemy prisoner in Iraq. Presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg served in Afghanistan as a naval reservist.
It's disgusting. An affront to the basic idea of good order and discipline and the very thing that we believe we're putting our lives on the line to defend.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So we'll do what we can to help you out. But we're going to go right into the phone line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Steve in Massachusetts.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. I have an herb, lemon verbena, and it was tough, I guess, over the winter time here in Massachusetts.
Yep.
So doesn't seem to be regrowing. The shoots are kind of like gray little, gray-brown type things, and I'm not getting any green at this time. Do I cut it back? And what fertilizer do I use?
So you could definitely cut it back and try to rejuvenate it that way. I'd be looking more at a liquid type fertilizer versus a granular fertilizer at this point to try and boost it a little bit. If you could, the liquid is going to be more fast-acting, whereas the granular is more of a slow release. So that fast-acting is going to give you something. So you could look at a like a 10-10-10 liquid form. Bonide has a great one. You could also use any of the liquid fertilizers from Espoma. Those are some really good ones. You just fill into the cap and mix that way. Real easy to use. You could also use like the Peters brand. I think it's J.R. Peters that has a water soluble that you mix in a container as well. But I go that way at this point to try to give it a quick rejuvenation versus the long term.
All right, thank you. And fertilizer for raspberries and blackberries?
So the raspberries and blackberries, at this point, I would use some liquid fertilizer during the season. But Espoma has a newer product called Berry Tone. which is specifically made for, you know, your raspberries, your blackberries, to help fertilize those. And that's a slower release but long-term fertilizer, so I would look at that.
All right, fantastic. Thanks, and you're doing a great job, and I'm sorry about your dad, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, Biotone is something you should definitely be using. And when you're planting gardens right now, anything you can do to help grow that garden a little bit stronger is the way to go. So definitely try it out. And we do have another caller, so we're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Gary's in Reading.
Gary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I also wanted to say sorry to hear about your father.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. Now, my son doesn't like cats or dogs, so my nephew is raising bees. So 4 days ago, he brought a bee box down here.
Okay.
So we're trying to do our part in pollinating everything. Now, I wanted to ask, could you still trim your tree? I know that's usually done right in the spring.
Yeah, so it, depending upon what the tree is that you're looking at, if
okay,
it's a flowering
peach tree.
So usually that would be done, you know, in the spring, right at the end of winter to beginning of spring. At this point, I might be a little bit nervous of cutting back anything on the peach that could, you know, prohibit some of that fruit growth.
I did see it budding. They're about the size of a dime, maybe a nickel, but I took off the sucker.
Yeah, so definitely taking the suckers off at any time of year is definitely something you should do. That those suckers will just take the water and any nutrients that are in the soil and try to pull them away from where you want them. So suckers can be done at any time during the season.
Okay.
Like a major pruning is you definitely want to do that in the early spring before you've started to see any of that growth.
Or do it in the fall, right?
Yeah, either or. At this point, any of those, that major pruning, unless it's something that you feel like is a very weak branch, or, you know, is a crossing branch that you know if you cut that crossing branch, you're not going to miss it on the plant, you could do that. You want to do that early spring. A lot of books or any of the websites will tell you late winter, early spring. So they're more talking about basically March
is when
they're talking about it. Or late after the leaves have started to drop in the fall. One of the reasons why they like to do that is when the leaves have fallen, you can actually see the branching a little bit easier.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so you kind of know what you're cutting. You can kind of see when those cross branches start to, you can see where they are, which ones are easier to get out. So that's one of the main reasons why they do it. But the other one is to help prevent loss of fruit or anything along those lines.
Yeah. Now, do you cut back a dogwood tree? Because we have like 8 dogwood trees lining our driveway, and my husband wants to cut them all down. But the birds are complaining about that, and so am I. But would you cut the cross branches on that also?
On some of those, you could. Those cross branches, what they do is they'll start to rub up against each other, and
okay.
they'll... they'll start to almost like intertwine into each other, grow into each other. But what happens in the meantime, as they're rubbing, you know, from the movement of the air, it will scratch the bark on either side, which sometimes allows different insects or different, you know, diseases to pop into the plant a little bit easier. It already has that access. And that's one of the reasons why cross branching on some trees you want to get rid of to help
prevent
that.
Well, we were hit pretty bad with the lantern fly.
Yep.
In Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they kind of went after the dog. Well, they went after any tree.
Yeah.
But mostly any fruit tree.
Yep. No, they have no favorite host. They just, whatever's in front of them is kind of what their favorite host is.
Yeah, and should we still combat the lantern fly this year also?
I would definitely. What I would also look at is your local extension, maybe like Penn State, and see. They usually will have warnings of when they're out. Maybe looking at their website to see if they have any thoughts about the lantern fly this year. Sometimes they'll come out with like a press release that said, you know, the lantern fly has moved on at this point, or what has happened.
I don't think it has yet.
Yeah, I don't think it has yet, but the idea is the extensions are there to push that information out to you and to help you with that. I'd also take a, you know, if you go to the local extension, maybe they have a number, give them a call and just say, has there been any updates on their end on the lantern fly, what, you know, how it's going to be this year.
Because,
you know, they're right down on the ground in that area. They're going to know a little bit better than I would. But I'd look there. As far as pruning those dogwoods that you were talking about, you know, I'd prune them back a little bit if you wanted to after they flowered to get you that shape.
Okay, they're just starting to flower.
Yeah, so definitely wait until they're done flowering.
Okay, but I can cut off the suckers at any time.
Oh, yeah, suckers on any plant is definitely something to get rid of at any time. It's just
not to interrupt you. I know on tomato plants, I always take the suckers off at any time.
Yeah, when it comes to the suckers, you don't want them on the plant. They're only doing doing no good for the plant. They're taking away nutrients. They're taking away water. They're taking away from the plant that you want to succeed. So that's why you can do it at any time during the season.
Now, I was under the impression that you needed two peach trees to pollinate each other.
I do believe so, depending upon the style peach that you have.
Okay. I'm not real sure. We moved here. We're kind of in Douglasville, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Right on 724. I don't know if you've ever been to Reading, Pennsylvania, but you should come up.
All right.
And we used to have two, and the other one, it just got hit really bad with the lantern fly, and it died.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you do need two of the plants to help pollinate to grow stronger. It would depend on the.
You would recommend, not to interrupt you, but you would recommend me getting another peach tree?
I would, to help with the cross-pollination, to grow a little bit bigger and stronger for you. You said, you know, you talked about the bees that you're bringing into the...
Yeah, they're in the backyard. The peaches are in the front yard.
Yeah, well, so inevitably they will make their way to it. So that's going to really help to pollinate. With that, so, you know, because there are ways to manually pollinate, but if with the bees there and getting a second variety, I think you would be beneficial that way to help to get stronger fruit and work stronger for you.
Now, would you recommend me planting it near the same peach tree or distance away?
Doesn't have to be too far away. It can be close, or it can be, I want to say, within like 50 feet.
Okay, because I know corn nuts got to be close to each other to pollinate it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take a look at it and, you know, maybe less than 50 feet, maybe 35 to 40 feet, something like that. That would be close enough for the two of them to really do
their
thing.
Can you call my husband later when you're off the air and recommend? And for the gentleman, I think it was, that called him, we also listen to Jack's Backyard. And he recommended for weed, they call it Weed Be Gone.
Yep.
It's vinegar, Epsom salt, and Dawn.
Yep. That's a good way to use it as well.
And that's all natural.
Yep.
No pesticides.
Yeah, if you're looking for that, you could use that. You could also use, there's a product from Bonide called Weed Beater FE. FE stands for the iron. That's an organic way as well. Works really well from what I've understood.
I'm going to have to look into this Bonide.
Yeah, it's a great company that has a lot of great information. If you're looking for synthetic or organic, really up to you on how you want to do it. A lot of times
synthetic.
Well,
we're all about organic.
Yep. So they have a lot of organic products, but they do have the synthetic for some of those hard to beat diseases. So that's an option.
And thank you so much. Now I can tell my husband that you recommended it.
Perfect. All right.
Have a happy Memorial weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. We do have a phone call on the line, so we'll go right there. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Heidi in New Holland, Pennsylvania.
Heidi, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Martha. Good morning.
Good morning.
America. I have a question.
Yep.
Do you believe in home remedies for weeds?
Yes. I mean, I've seen a lot of different things work out there.
Yesterday I heard a recipe over WEEU and out of Reading, Pennsylvania, which is only about a 45-minute ride from my home.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they were discussing natural remedies for bugs and weeds in your garden.
Okay.
This time of year, you know, everything starts happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, you're up north, right? A little in Connecticut or Massachusetts?
I'm in Massachusetts, yep. Just I'm north of Boston.
It starts earlier down here. I'm in Amish country.
It definitely does.
Yeah, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Anyway, we start much earlier over here. We've already had all the fruit trees have already bloomed and... Mm-hmm. The helicopters on the maple trees are all down, and I've already seen some honeybees, real large ones.
Yep.
And I've already heard the carpenter bees near my garage. But anyway, weeds. So this recipe was 1 gallon of water,
Okay.
A quarter cup of Dawn blue.
Yep.
That dishwashing liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And a half a cup of baking soda. Or cornstarch, I don't remember which. I think it was baking soda. Anyway, you mix it up, shake it, put it in a spray bottle, and then start spraying your weeds.
Yep.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah,
didn't try it yet. I'm going to try it today, actually. There's a big milkweed growing outside in my garden. I like milkweeds, and the hummingbirds like them.
Mm-hmm.
But I live in a condo association with strict rules. No weeds. No weeds on the premises. And I don't want them spraying Monsanto on my weeds.
Yeah,
I don't like that idea.
Yeah, no, so, and there's a lot of different products.
You know what
out
I mean?
There.
Weed Be Gone and all these other things. No, I believe in home remedies more than chemicals like that. Yeah, well, you need chemicals on the farmlands, yes, but I like natural, so. Do you think that will work?
I definitely think there is a way to do it with it. The thing that's going to happen is you're going to need to use it more often to get it to really kill it. What it's doing is it's burning the leaf and using
the
sun.
The leaf?
Well, so it's a contact killer, so it starts on the top.
Okay.
So what it'll do is it'll burn the leaf, and which will help the sun actually help burn it a little bit more because it breaks off that outer layer of skin.
Even on a rainy day?
Well, you wouldn't want to use it right at the when it's raining. You would want to use it when it's going to have some sun.
Of course. I just was wondering. On a sunny day, how about partial sunny?
Well, so the more sun, the better when it comes to this because you want to have the sun to help you activate these and help with that burning process.
On a bright sunny day, it's supposed to be not good this week in my area. More rain,
yeah.
Rain, go away. Come back 2 weeks from now.
Exactly right. But you definitely want to try and have a few days where it's going to be sunny. What this will do is it breaks down that outer skin, allows the sun to burn the plant and stop its reproduction and stop it from growing and pushes it down to the end. Some of those will start to die that way and will go to the root. Some you might, you know, the bigger ones you might have to pull.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's your name? I forgot to ask you who I'm speaking to. I'm very slight.
This is Patrick.
Patrick, my friend Dave Klein. He's something else.
Great. We'll have to look into it, but we're going to head to...
Hi, from Reading. Hi.
All right.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.